Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the reflection. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in Jordan.
SEC mixtapes, hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the spot.
What's up, party people? SEC mixtape in the house. Glad to be with y'all today. Miss y'all people. We're going to talk some football today. Got a few guests lined up. We'll have Lamar Woodson, a former Auburn quarterback, coming in to discuss some quarterbacks with us today in the SEC. But how have the people been doing? What's going on in SEC? You know how I like to do it, like to give a run around, you know, of the SEC at the beginning of every show. So I'm going to just go ahead and start. Last week, on Monday, we talked in depth, I mean a lot about Alabama and Auburn. As of right now, it seems like they're the top two teams in the SEC, definitely the top two teams in the SEC West. So tonight we're going to cover a little bit more ground. We should have the two co-hosts joining us anytime, whenever they come on, I click them on. But until then, man, I just go over some things with you guys, things that I think are currently hot. First and foremost, I think this is a year that the SEC actually gets the juice back, man. Last year, a lot of thunder was stolen from the SEC. It was only really one consistently good team in the SEC. Let's see who we have coming on. G. Willis, is that you, Buck? It's G. Willis. It is G. Willis. Glad to have you, G. Willis. And we're just going over some things. Just chopping it up with the people of the SEC, man. You know, I was just talking about the SEC actually being a better league this year, man. Last year, I do think it was a down year for the SEC. There was only one consistently good team, in my opinion. That was Alabama. Everybody else, you know, was kind of a man for the most part. But there were a few good teams that had flashes. This year, I think you'll see more consistent play in the SEC.
What do you think about this? And one of the main issues I get from a lot of naysayers about the SEC is quarterback play. It's not just about the teams or the players that are in the conference this year or last year. Matter of fact, the last 3 years, they say we've been lacking quarterback play. So what are you thinking about, and that's for anybody on the panel as well, about the quarterback play, you know, upcoming this year?
Well, man, right now, G. Willis is only you and I own. You and I are the only ones that own. But, man, me personally, I think this is a year that the SEC just has better quarterback play. I mean, I think they'll have better quarterback play from top to bottom. I mean, there's a lot more experience coming. And there's just depth, man. There's just depth all around the SEC when it comes to quarterbacks, man. Look at Auburn. You know, Auburn has. Right now, it's looking like they'll have one of the statistical leaders in the SEC as a backup. You know, one of the statistical passing leaders in the SEC, you know, this year. It looks like he'll be playing backup at Auburn. That's the type of depth they
have,
man.
I agree with
you
100%.
Georgia, go ahead.
I said I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, I didn't look at it like that. Whenever I think about Auburn and the Stittman – conversation is the fact that he is unproven in SEC. You know, he's only played as a freshman, and then the spring game, like Billy said on Monday, and like I said weeks ago, that he didn't see any type of a rush. you know, he was able to just sit in the pocket and pick people, you know, just pick them apart. And, I mean, we know he can throw the ball, but it's kind of a Jeremy Johnson thing. That's why I'm definitely not jumping on the bandwagon until the season starts, because Jeremy Johnson can do the same thing until you put that light on him. You put that spotlight on him, he did not perform. And I think I talked too much trash during that offseason about Jeremy Johnson winning the Heisman. Auburn's going to be hard to stop. But once he failed, I mean, it was dismal. It was awful. And I do not want to repeat performance of that. I still got guys talking about me in every barbershop in the area about how much crap I talked about about Jeremy Johnson. Matter of fact, my dad gives me grief about Jeremy Johnson. It's my fault that he sucked, according to my dad. So, I mean, I'm just being real. I mean, I can't take the heat no more. So, and I see what you're saying. You're a Nick Fish. Go ahead.
I was going to say about Jared Stidham, man. I don't recall a JUCO quarterback having this much hype since Cam.
But he's not JUCO. Yeah, he's just transfer.
He's not
JUCO.
A transfer quarterback. You're absolutely right. He's a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a transfer. Mm-hmm. I just don't recall a transfer quarterback having this much hype, man. I mean, I heard all stuff about him. I saw him in the spring game. And I kind of side with you on that. I mean, he does have the mechanics. He looks good throwing the ball, from everything I read. All the right people are saying the right things about him. You know, so – like, for instance, I'll bring one in familiar. Phil Steele. I like to read Phil Steele stuff. Last year, what he said about John Franklin was he wasn't real high on John Franklin as far as a passer, but he just said basically he was going to be a run threat, and that was all. Phil Steele has high expectations for Jared Stidham and believes that this guy is going to be a big-time danger in the SEC, but I'm like you, G. Willis. I'm just going to wait and see. But I'm going to go down a list of the quarterbacks in the SEC this year and just kind of compare.
Let's talk about your favorite.
The last year.
Start with your favorite.
All
I
right.
know who your favorite is. I want to hear you start with him.
I'm not going to start with him. I'll give him last. But one of my favorites, man, you have – Arkansas has Austin Allen. Austin Allen, he is a gunslinger, man. Last year, he was one of two SEC quarterbacks with more than 3,000 yards in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to who the other one was, you know, a little later. But Austin Allen, he's a damn good quarterback, man. The boy can ball. He's in Arkansas. Last year was his first year playing. He's not a freshman, but last year was his first year starting. So, you know, they have Austin Allen. You know, we're going to move on to Florida. You know, Florida just got, man, the kid Malik Zier. The kid is a baller. The kid is in a baller.
Mm-mm.
And he's a baller, and I think he'll thrive. He's an experienced quarterback. He's had 2 years
I'm going to have to I got to speak my mind, bro. I hear what you're saying.
But that's their star.
Stuff on him, man.
I'm going to the list of starting quarterbacks.
You know what? A star among nothings is what?
It's still a star. He's going to be their starter quarterback.
I doubt it. I think that he will have some spectacular plays. But, I mean, again, he didn't even start at Notre Dame.
He got a lot of playing time in Notre Dame, man. You know, Notre Dame ran a two-quarterback system while he was there.
Okay,
man.
Well, let me ask you
this.
How many games did Notre Dame win last year?
I'm not sure. I think they won, eight or nine?
No. I hope you're in front of your computer.
I'm not looking at it. I'm serious. I'm not looking at it. They may have won
Notre Dame,
I just don't remember them being.
I think Notre Dame may have been a 500 team, if not worse.
Ugh. Wow.
So we're talking about a kid who came from a losing program who was not the starter. It's going to come in and change things. I don't believe it. It woke me up because I read something on it. And I normally don't let articles influence me, but I was just watching some of his tape, and he's a good kid. Don't ever get it twisted. I'm not trying to hate on the guy. I just don't think he's going to go in and be this star in waiting that Georgia's been wanting since Tebow left. I just don't think it's going to happen. And they have a kind of situation that Georgia's facing this year, and I'm sure we'll touch on them in a second. The quarterback situation with Georgia, and I'm not going to skip to them yet, is kind of the same. Well, not the same, but the main ingredient here is coaching. Are these coaches going to really finally do what they were hired to do? You got these high-profile coaches at Georgia and at Florida, and you have all the athletes in place. But can they pull it off? I don't think so. I think it's going to be another Auburn-type situation, which I talked about on Monday, about having all of these athletes on campus, and you don't even hear about them because they don't see the field or they're just not being utilized. Awful situation. Mm-hmm. Awful situation. But, again, let's stick back with Florida. I don't see that guy. I see him being a great athlete. I don't see him making a great impact in the SEC based off his history.
So you think starts over Malik Zier?
Did they say what now?
You think Felipe Franks starts over Malik Zier?
No, I'm not saying that. I think he's going to be lackluster. I don't think that he's going to be great in the SEC. He may look good in practice.
I think he's an upgrade to anything that they have on campus.
And that's like saying, okay, I got a Volkswagen, but I had a Fiat.
But I think he's an upgrade. I mean, I was just naming starting quarterback.
Oh, okay. Then that puts them at what? I mean, okay, Florida did make it to the SEC Championship last year in one of the worst out showings we've ever had in the SEC East. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay.
What you got? Tell them what you got.
Well, me personally, I just think he's an upgrade. He's better than any quarterback they had on campus, man. I think he's an upgrade. I get your point.
That's kind of what we discussed. But again, that's not saying that Florida's going to win any more games than they won last year. If Georgia steps up this year, which they should, then they will have a dismal season. Tennessee's going to suck. So again, I mean, who's going to play them? Who's there? Vanderbilt. Who's there?
I don't know, man. I was just naming starting quarterbacks. I was just like, hey, man, I don't think Florida's going to win the East. I'm not arguing that, man. I was just going down the list naming starting quarterbacks.
It may be a little bit. I think they made too much of him transferring in, which, you know, I'm not saying it made me mad. I just don't see what the hype is all about. Okay, great. He was at Notre Dame. He came from a losing program.
Yeah, you were right. Notre Dame only won four games last year.
Okay.
And so
he wasn't the starter.
Well, he was a starter on and off, so, you know, good point, man. Good point. Put that on record. Let the record show. G thanks Malik Zier will flop every point.
Think he'd do good in practice. Think he'd do good in practice.
Let's go to Georgia, since you feel like Georgia's the team. You know, Georgia has
Billy,
welcome
Georgia's
to the show. Billy
Bass. What's up, Billy?
Billy Bass, you on the show? Are you with us, Billy?
Okay, here comes.
Do we have a caller on? Do we have a caller on the show?
Yes.
Hello, caller. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lamar. How you doing today?
Who?
What's up, man? War Eagle.
I'm doing pretty good.
War Eagle.
Okay.
War Eagle.
I'm gonna give you a War Eagle. Be on with you. I want to hear Billy say something crazy. I'm waiting on him to get on here.
I'll be Billy. Hey, y'all. I'm sponsor tonight. Bonzo. Hey. Hey, man. I got to poke fun at him while he ain't here. Hey, Lamar, man. Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate it, brother. How's everything going with you guys?
Man, well, everything's going great, man. We just, everybody, man, we're going to welcome Lamar Wilson to the show. Ex-Auburn quarterback, correct?
No,
tight
no.
End.
Tight end.
Ex-Auburn tight end. Going to have some things covered. I think
what year were you there, Lamar?
Corners about what goes on campus.
I was there from 1985-89.
Okay.
1985-89.
Reddish Slack.
Bo Jackson.
Right. The good old days. Glory days, as I call
them. The good old days. Yeah, we had some good days back in those days, back in the late 80s, mid-80s.
Tell me something, Lamar.
Good.
Two Auburn guys on the phone with you, man. I know the name of this podcast we do is SEC Mixtape, but we're going to stick with some Auburn stuff since we got you on the line. I know you've checked them out this year, man, and you know some of that. How do you feel about the coach, Malzahn, right now? How do you feel about him?
Well, I think Malzahn is doing a good job. He just got to get the right quarterback in that system to really run what he has. And also, you know, he's gonna have to change up a little bit because, you know, teams in SEC didn't kind of figured him out. So they're gonna have to, you know, he's gonna have to come with a little something different in offense. He's gonna have to mix it up. And hopefully, with this new quarterback coming in, we'll be better than we did last year.
Well, let me ask you this, man. My concerns are this. That you said you kind of hit the nail on the head. I don't like the fact that he has to have this perfect quarterback to fit his system. Now, every other great coach I know can make the system work around what guy he has. Does that not worry you at all in the future?
It does, and that's what I'm saying. That's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to, to figure out what this guy has, you know, what kind of mechanics he has, and he's going to have to work around him to make the offense better.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the guy. I think they should have fired him years ago. But the thing that bothers me is who else can we get? Now, he's good at recruiting. The guys seem to like him. But I'm just not sold on him being – because we got – and I hate to have a competition of us against Alabama when it comes to everything, but we have to go against Nick Saban every year. So he's not – and this is my opinion – he's not the best at X's and O's, but he is best disciplinarian. He's the best at recruiting, and that's kind of hard to beat when you're playing him every year and guys believe in him. So what kind of formula can this guy possibly come up with to save his job, for one, and to beat Nick Saban every year? That's kind of hard.
It is kind of hard. He's just going to have to motivate those kids, man, and get them to believe in what he's doing and go from there. That's the only thing I can see that he can do. You know, it's just like when I was there, you know, maybe Bama might have had a better team in there, but Pat Dye was a motivator. He was a good coach, and we believe that we can win, and that's what it's going to take for them guys. You know, they're going to have to believe.
Yeah, y'all definitely believe in the wishbone. But with 3rd and 20, Bo Jackson up the middle. Yeah, those were some days, man, the good old days.
Yeah. Yes.
What you got, Bonzo? Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, those are some good questions, man. One of my questions, man, is just about the offense that Gus Malzahn runs, man. It seems like it's either working or it's not working. Like, they never have just like an okay game. Well, you know, they did okay, scored 20 points, 24 points. It's normal they put up 7 points, or they put up like 35, over 35 points. Like, when you see an offense like that, to me, that's signs. To me, that flashes signs like, you know, with some people have your number, or people kind of understand what's going on. Certain coaches know just what to do to plug you up. Do you see any of that going on with the Auburn offense?
Lamar?
Tough tough questions. I'm trying to see. yeah, you're right. But just like I say again, man, we just got to he got to plug those guys in the right place at the right time. He got to get that quarterback going. He got to get his receivers going. He got to get everybody clicking on one accord in order to, you know, just to get everything going. But also, you know, we got to step up on defense. You know, we got to have those guys, you know, to stop somebody. You know, please know they're going to do a better job with that this year.
Right. Now, I agree with you on that. I think we're taking for granted, and I want to speak for me and Bonzo on that. And Bonzo might he might disagree with me, but I think we're taking for granted that the defense played so much better last year that we expect them to do the same thing this year. And I know Bonzo is pretty good at knowing who's there and what they're going to do, but and most of the stats and the guys that are in those holes are showing that they might actually be better this year. Which is scary because, I mean, Auburn hadn't had a great defense in how many years? I mean, even when Nick Fairley was there, I mean, they gave up a lot of yards on the pass. They got those yards back on a big sack or something like that. But overall, the defense was not as solid as it has been in old Auburn days. And some of the older guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, they might not be as old as me, but if you're in your 20s, you might not know what a solid Auburn offense is about. I mean, defense, rather. And that's the scary part. So, again, I think I'm taking it for granted. I might need to look it over again to see if they really have the same things going. But that coach, the defensive coordinator, really impressed me this past year. I believe in him. And that's one of the only coaches I believe in on the staff. I shouldn't say that. I believe in him right now. I don't believe in Mazon again. I'm hoping Chip Lindsey can come in and save everybody's ass, be honest with you. I'm thinking that if that happens, then they might. If Jarrett Stidham is the one, I think they might win it all this year.
Well,
I said,
you know, I'm an Auburn man, so you know I'm going to believe in both. I'm going to believe in my coaches. I'm going to believe that we're going to put it together and we're going to be all right.
Well, I believe in a lot of stuff. But I'll be the first because I've never been a fan of Gus, and I went to Auburn, so I believe me, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I believe he has a high school offense that was successful, like you said, only for a second. They figured him out. So with him not making those adjustments once he was figured out, I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. I mean, he had again Clemson game last year. Come on, man. How many quarterbacks we see on the field at the same time? I mean, that's ridiculous, man.
One time did we see Cam Pitway.
One of the best running backs.
Cam Pitway did not have one single carry against Clemson last year. Not one single carry. Remember that.
And I think they put him in. They put him in under desperation. They were desperate to find anything. They even put Stanton Truitt at running back last year, who's now a transfer at North Carolina State.
And looking good. By the way.
I hope so. I like the kid. I hope he does great. Mm-hmm. Hope he does great. But, you know, and again, it's nothing personal against Gus Malzahn. I mean, I just want Auburn to win. I want everybody this year actually in SEC to be successful. Because like Bonzo started the show, it's been pretty bad all over except for it being Alabama kicking everybody's ass across the field. It's really time for everybody to kind of level out, to make it more competitive so we can show why we're having the podcast called SEC Mixtape. That's very important.
I'm going to read a quote. You know, G Willis knows this about me and anybody who always listens to the show knows this about me, but I read everything about SEC teams, and I find different things, man. And probably one of the most interesting things I found this offseason was a quote by an opposing SEC coach. And this is what he had to say about Auburn. I think Auburn has the best defensive line in the country. despite losing Carl Lawson and Montrevious Adams. They have 9 NFL players on their D-line. The linebackers are talented.
Wow.
The secondary is good. They have 4 to 5 very talented corners, and the 2 safeties are back. The defense is one of the better ones in the country on paper. Auburn is the biggest threat to Alabama in the West. Don't forget, Auburn finished number 7 in the nation in defense last year.
Yep.
That's a
That's
big
true.
Statement.
Yep.
You know, that didn't come from an analyst. That didn't come from a talking head. That came from an imposing SEC head coach. You know, so for all Auburn fans, that to me that should make you jump up and down. The offense, if the offense is any better at all last year, Auburn is a 10-win team.
Whoa.
So if the offense, the offense was better last year, think about it. The Clemson game, the Georgia game.
I don't think we'll lose that game this year.
Yeah, the Clemson game, the Georgia game.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Georgia game. They stalled out Texas A&M game. Defense held well. The defense played great in every game last year.
Okay. Can you hear me, Lamar? What do you?
Yeah.
I know you watch football. What do you think they're going to do at Georgia this year? We were just talking about them when you came on. Georgia has a pretty crazy little situation in my eyes going on with the new coach. You know, this will be his second year. He actually, when it came to his recruits this year, he was able to promise. Now, this is what I was told. He was able to promise those guys immediate playing time. This is why so many guys piled in at Georgia this year. They have Easton. He was a great, to me, he had all the mechanics to be a great SEC quarterback. They have 2 returning awesome running backs, maybe 2 of the best running backs in the nation coming back. They have a lot of upside to them. What are you thinking they're going to do this year with that coaching situation?
What are you asking? What you saying? How do you think that Auburn is going to do against Georgia this year?
Well, anybody. I mean, just their whole season as a whole, their entire season. What do you think the outlook of the Georgia Bulldogs will be in 2017-18 playing year?
I don't really know on that one. I haven't really thought about it, haven't really studied them and looked at Georgia that way to really know exactly what they're going to do, you know, how they're going to do out there in the East. I don't really know.
You know what, man? Georgia... I'll say this, man. Georgia going to return. They're returning 18 starters, man.
Wow.
They're not returning a lot on offense. They're returning 5 starters on offense. But the thing is, Georgia is returning 11 starters on defense and the 2 deep behind them. So Georgia's defense was really good last year. Was really good last year, man. The only person that's missing
would
be Maurice Smith. However, their offense, man, was real stagnant, man. Their offense just didn't do much, man. In fact, their biggest Achilles heel last year was their offensive line, man. If that old line, if they don't get better, I don't care how good Jacob Eason is, man. We won't know until maybe he gets to the NFL. But that offensive line, it can only get better. Last year, their offensive line was pretty horrible. But like you said, man, their backfield is up there with anybody in the nation, in my opinion. Jacob Eason, Sonny Michelle, Nick Chubb, you know, and that's some firepower right there. But
did they keep that Holyfield kid, or did he get kicked out of the team?
Who?
The Holyfield kid got caught with – he got some charges on him. I'm not sure. Is he still on the team?
Jacob Eason, Sonny Michelle, and Nick Chubb?
No, I say it's the Holyfield kid still on the team.
The Holyfield kid is injured right now, so I think he is. I haven't heard anything
about
him being kicked out.
Yeah, you know he got some. He was either drug charges or a gun charge, something like that. Not sure on what the outcome of it was, but I know he did catch a charge.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard much about it, man. So I think it may have been.
I haven't heard much about that.
Maybe some marijuana charges or something.
It may have been.
I'm not sure. Georgia. And let's don't forget, man, Georgia plays in the SEC East, man. So the SEC East was just kind of a – it was just sloppy last year. You know, like Missouri won it the two previous – it's just been a mess the last 4 years, to be honest. So they have an easier path. They have an easier path, man. And I'll say this. I'm not gonna go ahead and predict it. But if Auburn does make it to the SEC West, Auburn is the SEC West champion, we'll be seeing Auburn and Georgia play twice. I think Georgia takes the East this year, man.
I think Georgia takes the East.
I do. I mean, you made some great points. You know, I was kind of shaky on that, G, and since he made the point about Malik Zier. So, I'd take Georgia's defense over his athleticism 9 out of 10 times. I will, and I believe I'll win 90% of the time. And to me, that was their biggest threat. It was Florida. Florida was Georgia's biggest threat in the East. Tennessee, I don't see Tennessee. I just don't see it. Bush Jones has not convinced me. I don't know.
I'm not even considering them to be anywhere in the SEC this year. I think that, again, this is his last year at Tennessee. I'm not even sure if they have officially put him on a hot seat. But if they have not, they definitely should by now. He's a proven loser in my book. He's good at recruiting, definitely great at recruiting. But I think it's going to be some soon, and I'm going to be a fortune teller on this one. It's going to be some allegations coming out soon about some illegal things going on with recruiting at Tennessee.
Hey, Lamar.
Huh?
Hey, I have a question, a Bama question. Like, what? How do you feel about Bama? Like, what do you think Bama does this year, Lamar? Oh, did we lose Lamar?
Is he showing
Willis,
up?
I think we lost Lamar.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Oh, he's still okay.
He's still off. It's still off. Well, sorry about that. We have a few technical difficulties. Hopefully Lamar rejoins us. But in the meantime, G. Willis, we're going to kind of mosey on along, man. You know, I'm going to go off topic a little bit. Just a tad bit, man. But UAB is bringing football back, man.
Mm-hmm.
UAB is bringing football back. You know, for all y'all that don't know, I'm hosting the show from the Ham, from Birmingham. Birmingham is the capital of SEC football. I don't care what no one says. I can go to the SEC office. I'll be there in 7 minutes. 7 minutes. So we're the capital. This is the biggest city for SEC football, and UAB just happens to be in the city. G. Willis, do you think they come back with a roar? You think the fans support UAB really, really hard this time?
You know, I'm hoping. I'm like Lamar on that one. I don't know too much about the athletes that's there right now. I think they'll be excited. I think they'll be all over the ball. But the talent, you know, with guys that's been playing, you know, I don't think you can coach that, you know. That's just like coming out with an expansion team. It's like the Jacksonville Jaguars all over again. I mean, what's really going to happen? I mean, the excitement is there. You got to be pulling for them. Again, I live in Birmingham, too. Number one city in America for not just SEC football, college football.
That's right.
I mean, this is a huge thing here in Birmingham. So, I'm going go Blazers this year. I wish them all the best. I can't wait for their stadium downtown to be completed right next to Topgolf. Matter of fact, I'm hoping we can do a show at Topgolf this year. Guys know about Topgolf. Hopefully, they'll be a sponsor soon. So, get at us, Topgolf. It's been a long time since we had a big sponsor other than Hooters. So we hope to have these guys on board soon. I want to touch on your favorite team, but we didn't get before we run out of time. You have nothing but great things to say about the Mississippi mm-hmm. State quarterback. I would love to hear your opinion on not just – huh?
I'll tell you what. If I told you – I need to say this in my 30 for 30 voice. What if I told you that after Dak Prescott, Mississippi State would have another quarterback to produce nearly 4,000 yards in rushing whose name we've never heard? That's
right.
Exactly what Nick Fitzgerald did, man. The dude only came in after Dak Prescott, who is hands down, I don't care what anyone says, Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in Mississippi State's history. Go look it
what?
Up. Do what you want to do. He led Mississippi State. I haven't even looked at the stats, man, but Dak Prescott was absolutely amazing for Mississippi State. Then right behind him comes Nick Fitzgerald. Last year, man, he produced 3,798 yards of total offense. He did
versus Dak Prescott's what?
Huh?
I said versus Dak Prescott's what? Now Dak's yards his last year was not as great as his junior year.
Yeah. They weren't that great. They weren't that good right there. They weren't as good. I mean, this guy
wow.
ran the ball. I mean, he rushed for over 1,000 yards. He rushed for over 1,000 yards and threw, you know, for over 2,000. He was balling. He was absolutely balling, man. However, their predictability is what caught him. So maybe they got him some help this year, but I like the kid. I think the kid continues to put up good numbers. He's proved that he's durable. He can take a lick and keep on going, man. And, I like the kid a lot, man. He's probably he'll definitely be one of the top five quarterbacks in the SEC.
Okay. I'll definitely go with you on that. Yep. Yep.
All right, let's
who's number one
who
right
we
now?
Have here. Billy Band, is this you?
It sounds like you just woke up at the bar, man. Did you just wake up at a bar?
Nah, I didn't. I would have been a lawyer, but I couldn't pass the bar.
Wow. I feel you. I definitely feel you. Hey, man, I had a couple of questions out there I needed your input on, but hopefully we can get back to that. I'm not going to revisit it tonight, but we're talking about right now the Nick Fitzgerald. Because, you know, Bonzo loves the guy. It's always, to
yeah,
me, comical.
I like him, too.
Yeah, to hear how
like
Bonzo builds these guys. I understand why he's doing it. The guy, I like the guy as well. But the next question I have for you, Bonzo, is who's playing with him this year?
You know what, man? They actually got him a little help, man. You know, last year they got they were turning six on offense, four on defense. The running back he wasn't bad last year, but their offensive line, man, just wasn't it just wasn't great, man. That's one reason that Nick Fitzgerald really impressed me, man. He was able to do all of this stuff. You know, all these yards he rushed for, the completions of passes, he was able to do that with a pretty leaky offensive line, man. They brought in some JUCO guys to help out a little bit, man, and their defense pretty Gucci too, man. Their defense isn't terrible, man.
Yeah,
but
I remember doing the rundown on them. I'm not impressed.
I'll tell you this. They did hire. Defensively, they made a great – well, in my opinion, they made a great hire, man. They got Todd Grantham on defense for the defensive coordinator. Todd Grantham is proven. However, he's proven both. He's proven that he can be a great defensive coordinator. He's also proven when the crap hits the fan, sometimes he's a deer in the headlights. That has happened. So – But he's definitely a step up. He's a step up to what they had. But here's their starting lineup on offense, man. Quarterback, they got Nick Fitzgerald, who, like I said, I think the world of the cat. Running back, Eric Williams, wide receiver.
You sound like a politician.
They just don't have much coming
back,
man.
You sound like a politician. You don't
have
much coming back. I want to hear the real deal. Give me the real deal.
What you
want to
know?
Let's just say it. They suck. Don't give me the politician speech. I want to hear the truth. What are these guys looking like? They got a good quarterback. That's basically it.
Yeah.
And I like the silence after that. The silence, it spoke volume. That's basically it.
Hey,
man. I'll tell you what, though.
Martha is having
a good
problem.
Quarterback.
Did he
a
come
good
on?
A good quarterback and upset a good team.
Yeah. Did you say what? Did Lamar come on?
Yeah, he said he's having – he just texted me and said he's having problems. I couldn't call, I guess, while he was on or whatever. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, he was on, man. We had a good time. We all said War Eagle almost at the same time, man. It was a beautiful thing.
I'm glad I wasn't on. I'm glad I wasn't on.
Yeah. Hey,
now,
I could not get him to hate.
Good, man.
I couldn't get him to hate on Gus Malzahn at all. I mean, he stuck by him the whole time. He did his thing. I was proud of him because I was bashing. I did my normal, my usual, my same drink. I did my cheers. I did my norm, and he just sat there. Hey, man, we behind him 100%. Get his ass out of there. Get him. He should have been gone 2-3 years ago. Yeah. But anywho, who else we touching on tonight, man? How much time we got, Bonzo?
Man, we got about 15 minutes, man. 15 minutes.
Well, Billy, since you just woke up at Cheers, who do you think – now, we already touched on, of course, the basics. We talked about Georgia and Florida a little bit with the Malik Zaire situation, which I don't think is a situation. I think he's going to be an average quarterback in the SEC.
Yeah, me too.
Who else do you think is going to be big news in the SEC this year?
I'm waiting to see how. I like the South Carolina quarterback. Gee, I know this is going to get a chuckle out of you.
Man, I just threw my boy. You like the who? And the what?
The South Carolina quarterback. I don't even know his name, but I know the
kid. I will admit, you're right.
They got a great receiving crew, man. They got a but it's
they
all
got a lot.
All
man, South Carolina does have a real good quarterback, seriously, G. Willis.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot. I've been doing a lot of research on South Carolina lately. They are doing some pretty good things down there.
Yeah,
it's yet to be seen, though, if he can
thank
coach them all.
Exactly.
It's yet to be
seen.
That's the thing. When you get a defensive quarterback.
They did what? Tennessee was upset when they got there, bro. They were already mad.
Man, Jake Billy's a ball, man, for real. He's a baller. The boy's nice.
And
then
like
Georgia.
I said, man.
Georgia.
Then,
I'm looking to South see that.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, Georgia. I was just going over the rundown on that whole team. Bonzo had a little bit more meat to the bone. They can do some major things this year. You have two running backs, Sony Michel. Come on, guys. Those guys are 27. Those guys could be the two best running backs in the SEC as a tandem. Now, you got some pretty good tandem running backs this year in SEC. You got Auburn. You got the safety, Kerryon Johnson, who also plays running back. You got Cam Petway. You got the Alabama running backs, who could be all world because they're at Alabama. And I think Billy did a lot of comments on that on Twitter, which, again, you need to follow us on Twitter to get some of the meat that we can't pack into this show. You can also get on Twitter. But it's a lot of good running back tandems in the SEC this year. But I still think if Georgia can pull that line together, if he can do more than talk and recruit, we'll see if they can coach these running backs and this quarterback they have and make something happen at Georgia this year.
I agree. I think that defense is going to be the key point, because even though Kirby Smart is a defensive guru, I saw spurts last year, but I also saw where they just gave up. I don't think he built the mental toughness in yet with that defensive front and the linebackers. But the quarterback situation, man, I think that quarterback situation is one of the best in the country. With the sophomore and the freshman that's in.
You know what I think, Billy, about the Kirby Smarts and the Jim McElwain? I think they're great coaches only under Nick Saban. I don't think they can put it together on their own. I think they need somebody over their back telling them what to do.
I think Jim McElwain did great at Florida his first year and last year.
Last year you thought he did a great job?
Yeah, I mean, from where he came from with Muschamp there.
Oh. I think they both suck.
I mean, they went to the SEC championship.
I'm gonna put. Again, we just talked about SEC East was the worst ever last year.
He went to the SEC championship.
I get your point. You're right. I'm with you when you're right. But again, I don't think the team was great. I mean, SEC championship was a laugher last year. It was a laugher.
When was the last time the East won?
I want to say when Florida
was
won. How many years ago was that?
It was Florida. So it's going to be laughable regardless. I mean, you had Florida, then you had
I think Georgia's going to be
Missouri
a
couple
year.
Years. And
I think Georgia will show up. Tennessee's going to be worse. I think Georgia's going to be in the SEC championship this year. And I think whoever they play, they give them a run for their money. Because I don't think Georgia doesn't have Alabama on their schedule this year, right, Bonzo?
No, Georgia doesn't have Alabama on their regular schedule.
So if Alabama pulls it out, and that's a big strong if, I think the Georgia-Alabama game SEC championship would be huge. And that's only if they can beat Auburn this year, if Jared Stidman.
That's why they're trying to stop the Georgia-Alabama kickoff game for next year, because they're saying that they could be – you know, you can play twice.
Right.
That's right. A proposed game right now for the kickoff next year is Georgia.
Yeah. I think
Florida going to make the noise, man. I think Florida going to make the noise.
Well, we talked about that. Like I say, it's debatable. I don't think the quarterback pickup was that big of a deal. But the thing that I was going to bring up before my ADD kicked in is that Florida is Florida. I mean, they still get recruits because they're in the state of Florida, and they're still getting some of the best recruits in the state. But they just, you know, it's kind of like Auburn. They just what happened to that guy? You remember that guy in high school? Yeah, forgot about him. Florida is one of those schools. So the athletes are there just like Florida State. Those two schools are going to have athletes no matter what. I mean, I don't care. I mean, it's just, that's just, it is what it is. Muschamp, even though he coached them into the ground, he had athletes there. He definitely had athletes there. So, I don't, again, this guy's been there 2 years, and I don't believe in McElwain at all. I don't think he's a threat to beat anybody in the West. Not a good team in the West. I just don't see it happening. I think Georgia's their only hope. Because they have all of the intangibles, and they just need to see if this guy can coach the team. And again, if you look at the equation I just brought up, I don't see any guy that coached great when he was at Alabama do great on his own. So I want y'all to show me how I'm wrong on that. And I hope they prove me wrong this year for their sake, for their job. Everybody don't speak at the same time.
Well, I'll be honest. Yeah, that's something I've never thought about, and that's something I never looked at. But you know me, I do the reading and find out on the next show.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. And again, I hope that they do well. I mean, I don't dislike them. Kirby Smart is where he's at his home. I mean, I like for him to do great. I mean, I like the Auburn Georgia rivalry. I mean, I like to see Georgia be strong. They definitely have all the recruits. I mean, they took a lot of recruits. If anybody listens to this podcast follows recruiting, you'll see that Georgia they stacked up this past year. They got a lot of guys we didn't expect them to get. But again, like I said before, I think he promised all of them playing time, which they could definitely get it this year.
Dude, I'm telling you, they got a receiving core too, and with that quarterback, they got Ethan. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, but do they have a line that can give them time to throw the ball?
Exactly.
Like Bonzo said.
Exactly.
So, and like Lamar said, it's all about the coach selling his dream to the players. That's bigger than you guys think. When you're out there on that field and you know and you believe in your coach, you do more than you think you can. And that is huge in football. You can have the best recruiting class in the world, but if you can't make those guys gel, it'll never work.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I can't believe Bonzo was quiet. Guys, this is
development. He reading something.
I mean, well, I'm just listening, man. Like, you actually talking like you got some sense tonight, G.
Hey,
shit,
I don't have a drink.
Hey, G, I'm proud of you talking like you did some homework. Hey, I was just listening. You know I'm just be talking foolishness.
I have done no homework. No, I speak my mind. I definitely want people to stop playing in their head and just say, hey, these guys suck. They're either good or they suck. There's nothing in between that. And the politics between that, I'm not here on this show to give y'all politics. I give you the facts, but I'm also going to tell you, look, guys, let's stop wasting. Last year, South Carolina, let's not even waste our time talking about it. Kentucky, why are we talking about Kentucky?
Right. Hey, G. Willis, since we're going to do that, let's just do it. G. Willis got a pipe. We got about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to give G. Willis just the time to. We don't call this segment "Tell the Truth." Just tell the truth. Tell the truth.
All right, let's tell the truth.
All right,
let me step on some toes.
Either they suck or they don't suck. I'm gonna call a team, and you just say either suck or don't suck. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Alabama.
They don't suck.
Georgia.
They might suck.
No. Come on, this segment.
Based off last year, Billy, they suck.
We can't go off last year.
This year is yet to be seen. Based off last year, they still suck. How about that? You happy?
There it is. All
right, Nick.
All right.
Nick.
I'm going to call this team just because, you know, they're playing the SEC team first game of the year. Florida State.
All right.
Florida
State, they sucked last year for Florida State standards. Does that make any sense to y'all? Because I saw them give up last year. I never have seen Florida State give up. That sucked. Billy, how bad did that suck?
Yeah.
You talked about them bad for giving up. So, Florida State. Hey, Coach Boyd, y'all suck. All right, who next?
All right, G. LSU.
LSU went through a lot last year, man. They got a lot of talent, but they
don't
want to
hear that.
They did. I finished with it. I tried to make it nice. It wasn't political. It was the truth. They went through a lot last year, but they sucked. They lost to Auburn, who sucked last year. So they
I was
sucked.
About to say Auburn. No, they didn't say Auburn. Auburn sucked. Go ahead.
Auburn sucked last year. I don't even want to. They sucked. They sucked. The only team that didn't suck was Alabama last year. But I can go ahead and tell you now. So the other teams like South Carolina and Kentucky better not come out your mouth, because what's worse than sucking is a cuss word that I can't say. I will not say it. I don't have a drink sponsor tonight.
Wow.
But I think
Texas A&M.
I think Kentucky will be better this year, and I think South Carolina will be better this year. I definitely do. I think Vanderbilt will be a contender this year.
Here we go.
Well,
here we go.
You did vote Tennessee, the SEC, the hope.
Oh yeah, Tennessee getting
you
said
everybody going
Tennessee
getting Tennessee.
Hey, Tennessee getting set out by the Sigmas. Everybody hit Tennessee this year. Everybody. I'm talking about everybody. The band, they'll set them out this year, huh?
You think they're going to lay down like that?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. They're going to lay down like
that. So, hey, we can tell Joe, hey, you see where I pick on him every time he say that he got a on Twitter, he'll say, I have so-and-so in town. And I say, you going to keep him? Oh, they say so-and-so committed. I say, for how long? Hey, everybody
right.
Retweet that junk, too.
Man. Well,
I know
this year, like Billy said on Twitter today, it's too early. It's too early to call it. Yeah, and I'm big on that now, man. It's too early to call it. But I can tell you, if certain things happen, they'll suck. Okay, let's go with Auburn. If Jerry Stinson don't show up, Auburn will suck this year. If they don't have a quarterback, they're going to suck. If Gus Malzahn calls another play, they'll suck.
Dang,
hey, G, I'm gonna tell you something funny about that. Like, seriously, real talk. All I do is read, man. I read a lot about football, and you aren't the only person to say that, man. That's actually what an anonymous offensive analyst in the SEC made that statement about Auburn's offense. He said, if Gus Malzahn gets out of the way and lets Chip Lindsey call the play, Auburn will be a much improved team this year. That's what someone said, man. An anonymous source said so. But he said, look, if Gus Malzahn gets to meddling in the play calling.
I think that was you, Bunzo. I think that source was you.
Hey, y'all give me hell for saying how I feel, but most of that stuff comes out to be true. I just said it and it came out wrong, maybe. But again, I mean that's why I'm here. I'm here to let everybody know who suck and why
they
suck. You know what I'm saying?
We call it like
hey, if I'm sitting, I'm waiting to get my hair cut, which is how this whole thing started. If I'm in the barbershop, I'm letting everybody know I hate Alabama, and I hope you lose every game. And I ain't going to say why on air tonight, but and I say that in the barbershop in front of everybody. I don't care nothing about it. War Eagle. Hey, I'm doing like a girl on farm. War Eagle!
Hey, Billy, man, get him. Well, guys, that's our time for tonight. G Willis, you got everybody told tonight. We'll see y'all on Monday. Same bat time. Hopefully we'll have someone else on the show to discuss some football with us, man. Y'all have a good night, and we out of here.
Peace.